Good morning, Snowflake. Mommy called, say she loves you. I'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Audio kitchen.
You won't believe the static.
The audio kitchen. The audio kitchen.
Yes, it's running. You can't hear it. You can't hear it go round when you're recording. But when you're rewinding or something, you can.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Can you shut the box?
Tell us like it is, Professor.
Woke up this morning and I heard a gunfire shoot in my head. Ow, that hurt. What did I do to deserve this? What did I do to you? You shot me in the head. What did I do to you? Then I went home, looked in the mirror, got a big hole in my head, but I'm not dead. I went to the fridge and I got me some cheese. Oh, getting down on my knees. Thank you, God, please. But I'm the cheese eating fool with a hole in my head. I'm up eating cheese and I should be dead. I'm the cheese eating fool with a hole in my head. I'm up eating.
Hey, watch where you're going. If you're not careful, you might be listening to the audio kitchen. You gotta watch that. The professor here with you, your host. And I am back for a taste of your love. At least some tolerance and sympathy, all right? Is that too much? Amateur recordings right now. Filling this hour. If you want real music, you're going to have to wait. That was one of them Napster finds, Napster nuggets. A cheese-eating fool. And that first thing kicked off the show with just a little fragment. This one answering machine tape, this microcassette, all it yielded up was, good morning, Snowflake. It's just too good. Well, as promised, we got Debbie's answering machine coming up later. Debbie, the sad Florida lesbian. And maybe another answering machine tape as well. Thinking about getting around to a little Ziggy bathtub situation too, huh? What about that? Meanwhile, let's resume Ellen Schneider's interview session with her friend Beth, or maybe her sister. I don't know. I haven't figured that out. You may recall earlier episodes of this tape featured Ellen interviewing the little animals on her dresser and television. Well, this time she actually interviews Beth, the person in the room. Usually boys at this age, adolescent age, are the surrealists, but this time we got a couple girls delving into non sequitur nonsense here. And an update from Uganda.
Back to the interview, back to the interview, back to the interview, to the interview today. We interrupt this anomalies regularly, whatever it is, schedule, program, broadcast, whatever you want to call the stupid thing. But there is an emergency. There is an emergenical change of clothing. We must perform a certain act. So we'll be back soon. Okay, thank you so much. Goodbye. We will be back to the regular something or other scheduled program broadcast in a minute. We are now back to this regularly something or other scheduled program. Beth is now stuffing. 1 minute. She finished. She also changed her mind and didn't. Okay, we will now... Stop tilting my feet. We will now interview Elizabeth Berland. Okay. Hello. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
That's good.
Yes, I know. How do you like New York City?
Not bad.
Would you rather live someplace else?
No.
Oh. Did you ever live anyplace else other than New York?
No.
I once heard from someone that you were going to Boston. Is this true?
We almost did, but there was a good change, and we didn't.
Do you have any pets here?
Yes, I have a dog.
What's his name?
Brett.
B-R-E-T-T. Brett. 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 You say Brett. Brett.
That is his name.
Thank you. What kind of dog is he?
A golden retriever. Golden retriever. Say that.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
Golden retriever. Golden retriever. Thank
right?
you.
Right? Right.
Thank you. Okay, golden retriever. How big is he?
He is 60 pounds.
60 pounds. 60 pounds. 60 pounds, 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 pounds. Okay. That is a very nice size. Now, what?
We are doing an interview, an interview, an interview. We are doing an interview with Ellen Schneider.
Oh, that's not who it is. That was an interruption. Please excuse it. Okay, Miss,
Miss Beth Berland.
Miss Beth Berland.
Excuse me, this is an important break in the interview. We must give you some important news. Please listen.
The Uganda government radio station in Nairobi says Tanzania is continuing to concentrate military forces along the border between the two countries. Tanzania denies Uganda's charge that it is planning an invasion. The defense minister of Tanzania says the situation is calm along the border and no incidents have been reported.
Isn't that good? It's a good thing you heard that. It is very important to the people of the United States. Thank you for your cooperation, please. Thank you very, very much for your cooperation.
Thank you for listening to this idiot.
This is an important broadcast. Please, you must listen to it. It's important. Now we will go back to our other idiotic interview. On channel WABT. Wept.
Back to the interview, back to the interview, back to the interview, the interview today. We are now back to the interview today. Okay, Miss Beth Berland.
Oh, I am sorry, but I have another interview to go to. As a matter of fact, I have 5 others today, so I'm sorry I'll have to leave you. Thank you very much for taking your time.
Thank you. She
She's gone.
Happens when light strikes an object. Did you notice that some objects reflect light, bounce it back? Some absorb it, and others let it pass through. Did you realize that light bounces? This package of materials will allow you to make many discoveries about light and how it can be used. These things you use to do experiments with light. Water, paper bag, aluminum foil, chalk, cellophane, sandwich wrap, glass, mirror, plastic bag, leaves, wood, tissue paper, clouds, paper bag, and fog.
With two mirrors, light can be reflected in many ways. Using mirrors, it is possible to see over high objects and around corners. The cardboard sheets have creases in them. Carefully fold the cardboard sheets along the creases. Fold the creases away from the colored side. Make sure the folds are very sharp. Punch a square window out of a sheet. Set one of the mirrors in a metal holder. Fasten the holder into the slots on side four of a sheet. Be sure the mirror is fastened to the non-colored side of the sheet. Bend the tabs over to hold the mirror firmly in place.
And now you have a periscope.
A kaleidoscope makes use of many reflections. The kaleidoscope uses three mirrors. You will need the following parts: a sheet, black mirrors, colored pieces, two triangular tubes. Fold the sheet along its creases carefully. Fold the sheet into a triangular tube. Pour the colored pieces into the translucent triangle that does not have a hole in it. Cover them with the transparent triangle. Be sure not to place the transparent triangle so that the edges are down. This allows the room for the colored pieces to move around. Slip the paper tube into the translucent triangle. And now you have a kaleidoscope.
This is a magnifying glass. When you look into it, things look bigger. If you put your eye to it, you do not see anything bigger. If you hold it too far away, you won't see anything bigger. But if you put it in the right spot, things or objects will look bigger. This is a biconcave lens. It minifies images or make things look smaller. If you put it too close to your eye, you will not see objects smaller. If you put it too far away from the object, you also will not see things smaller. If you put it in just the right spot, the objects will look smaller.
If you were paying close attention, you probably could have just built yourself a periscope and a kaleidoscope. If you're still interested, check the archives for this show at WFMU.org. Must be like 66 archives of this program now up on the server there. That was Leslie's science tape. After we heard from Ellen Schneider. Still more of Ellen to go, and also maybe next week we'll play a little bit of biographical information on Thomas Alva Edison that Leslie recorded. Coming up, that answering machine tape from Debbie. If you've been listening for the last month or so, you're probably really waiting for this tape. Meanwhile, I want to play an answering machine that's a little bit less focused. Sometimes the tape retrieved from an answering machine will reveal a lot about somebody's life and their friends and what they're doing, as in Debbie's tape. But sometimes it doesn't really tell you much of anything. Like Maria and Keith's machine here. Not really sure. I know they're not old people. Younger people with silly friends. And some guy calls up here. I don't know what he's talking about. Interesting accent. It's just raw, raw entertainment. We'll be right back.
113. If you'd like to leave a message, please wait for the second beep. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Maria, hello, this is Scott, your long-lost magical friend back from Florida with lots of magical gifts for you. Because remember, there always is magic. So call me up when you get a chance and you can speak with my answering machine. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hey, hi, this is Mike from Express Courier. We have problem with deliver to 2045 Demeter Drive. Please call me. Talk with the operator until you want to talk with Mike. Thank you.
Hi, Maria, it's Deb. I got your message. Dinner at 6:30 is fine. So call me when you get home. Bye.
Keith, this is Patricia. I'm very mad. Please call me.
Well, I don't know what to say here. You're not there. Nobody's at home. All right. I feel like I'm waiting to be talked back to. All right. Well, I'll say all right once more, then I'll hang up. All right.
Hi, Keith, it's Bobby again. Give me a call when you can. It's 608.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Hi, Maria, it's Deb. It's 7. Brad's over here, and we're just waiting for you to come home. So call us when you get in. Bye.
I told you, no unifying theme there. None that I could find. I kind of like the magical guy, though. The effeminate wizard fellow. By the way, this is the Audio Kitchen. Unprofessional sound and unprofitable recordings. That's the unifying theme here. Over the last 3 weeks, I've been playing selections from a tape which figured, well, which contained the a counseling session of Debbie. Debbie, a sad and somewhat dramatic lesbian woman from Florida. And just so you have an idea of process, how this might work for the show, I got this tape a while ago. And while Debbie's therapy session was going on, her batteries, knowing cassette decks, probably her C batteries, were running out. So as the tape continued, it got faster and faster and faster because the batteries slow down, the recording's faster. So I had to go through that whole thing. And with the computer, speed up every 20 or 30 seconds or so in increments through the whole tape just to get that stuff. And the Walls episodes I've been playing, the same thing happened as batteries were running out. Kind of crazy what goes on to make this show happen. Nonetheless, this therapy session was on a duotone answering machine tape. And quite often, somebody will be looking for a tape around their house to record, let's say, a therapy session. And an old answering machine tape will be laying there, and they'll say, oh, this'll work. Well, that's what happened. But there is still answering machine material which was not recorded over. And in fact, it seems that this answering machine tape was in existence in the machine during the times that she's recounting during her therapy. And just to briefly go over what Debbie has been talking about with her therapist or counselor that we've heard so far. She had gotten romantically involved with a woman named Pamela. A woman she found very attractive and passionate. And Debbie doesn't have a lot of male friends. But she had one in particular named Roger. And she made the mistake of introducing Pamela to Roger. And eventually they ended up having a relationship. A kind of a sneaky one, too. Because, as Debbie said, when people do her wrong, she banishes them. She frees them from her life, does not communicate with them. And as she talked about, Pamela lied to her about her relationship with Roger because she didn't want to be banished. Who would? So that seems to be going on. Pamela and Roger actually calls in the beginning. Pamela's calling, and she's worried that Debbie might be upset at her. Debbie's a dramatic sort, really. She calls her little Miss Debbie at one point. A few people make references to checking on Debbie's mood state because it certainly fluctuates wildly. Okay, so that Pamela thing was a bust. So then Debbie had said that she started going out with Chris. Chris was a stable kind of guy, or woman, excuse me, but very much like a guy. Not intimate or really passionate, just wanting to, if there was a kiss involved, it had to be sex, and that was it. And that didn't work out either, and she broke up with Chris. Well, that relationship seems to be going on during this tape as well. And then last week, we heard about Liz and Rhonda, a lesbian couple who have children. No references to how they created the children. And Rhonda also had the hots for Debbie, too. And they ended up living together. And they're living together while this machine and this tape were in action. So you'll hear some messages for Rhonda, including Liz, the woman that she had children with. And perhaps Rhonda and Debbie are call screeners because Liz is not happy that the phone is not being answered. Then the other thing here that's interesting, too. This is kind of like a good old boy, only it's good old girls. Because they're southern lesbian women. And they sound a lot like southern guys. But they all get together for football. Debbie, by the way, also drives a truck and does some construction business and house cleaning or something. But this woman calls and also makes reference to how Debbie sounds so dramatic on the machine. But Debbie's invited over for, you know, a football session with the lesbian girls. And at one point, a woman calls from the lesbian football session. You get to hear a little bit of that lesbian football joy. I'd guess this tape is like mid to late 90s.
Hello, this is Roger. Give me a call when you come in, and I'll talk to you then.
Hello, Debbie. This is Pamela. I was just calling to say hello. We'll try and reach you later. Have a good night. Bye.
Hi, Debbie. This is Pamela. Give me a call later when you get home if you can, or if you're willing. We'd like to talk to you about the movies tomorrow or whatever you want to do. Bye.
Hello, Debbie. It's Chris. It is Friday evening at about 10 o'clock. I was
calling to see how your weekend is going. I'm at my parents' still. I guess I will talk to you tomorrow sometime. I think I'll be back in Gainesville tomorrow evening. So I will talk to you then. Bye. Debbie, this is Pamela. I was just calling to see how you were doing and how your night was last night. I will be home later this evening, please. I will return my call, for I do not know when I'll be home. I'll try and call you later this evening. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Miss Debbie. Hi, it's Pam. I got your message. By the way, it's Monday morning. I just wanted to call and see if we could do a movie this week. That sounds great. I was glad to hear from you. I'm busy Monday and part of... Monday. I'm busy Tuesday and part of Wednesday. I have to go to Ocala today. But we can do it Wednesday afternoon or Thursday. It'd be fine with me. If that's okay with you, maybe even Friday. Don't want to wait that long if we can help it. Well, give me a buzz if you get a chance. Like I said, I have to go to Ocala today. I'll be back.
Hello, Debbie. It's Chris. I just wanted to leave you a message that I tried to get the part for your oven, except for the fact there are two parts. One is round and one is rectangular, and I'm not sure which one you have. And they have both of them in stock, and the only other problem is they're $50, so I didn't know if you wanted to get it yet or not, or still, or whatever. I'm playing racquetball at 2:30, so I should be home around 5. I'll give you a call then. Bye.
Hey, Debbie, this is Chris, and it's Tuesday morning. I'm calling to confirm that I'll be seeing you tomorrow at 3. I think I may have been confused and written down the wrong date on that paper that I gave you, but what I have in my book is 3 o'clock tomorrow, the 28th. If you have a problem with being here then, give me a call and we'll reschedule it. Hope you're doing okay. See you tomorrow.
Hello, this is Norma at Watson Construction. It's 11:18, and I just want you to let us know I'm going to be about 15 minutes late, so expect me about 1:30. Thank you. Bye.
Debbie, this is Pamela. Wipe your tail up.
This is Liz. Is anyone there? Hello? Alrighty, call me when you get in, or when you wake up. This is Liz, 1:30. Please call me when you get in. Goodbye.
This is Liz, it's 4:15. Rhonda, are you there? Well, I'm going home, I'm not feeling well. I suppose I won't be able to talk to you then. So, call me on Monday.
Hey, Rhonda. It's 4:15 on Friday. It's Karen. I just wanted to see how your mental state was doing and where you were going to have dinner. Give me a call. Bye.
Rhonda, you there yet?
This is Liz. In 10 minutes, I'm leaving up to Gainesville. I'll be there around 7:15.
Debbie, are you there? All right, well, then I'll see you at 7.
Hello, Deborah. This is Pamela. I was just calling to say hello. Hope you have a good night. Bye.
Boy, Deb, you sound so serious on the message. How you doing? It's Stephanie. Rhonda, I'm calling for Rhonda. I've been meaning to call you for the past couple days, but I haven't had time. I had already invited some people over here to watch the football game tomorrow night, so you guys are more than welcome to come over here and watch the game with us, but I won't be able to go over there. So give me a call later or tomorrow or something. Tell me what you're going to do. Bye.
Hello, Debbie. It's Chris. It is like about 9:10. I'm calling from Naples. I just called to see how things were going, and I guess I will call you tomorrow or something, and I hope you had a good evening. I'll talk to you later. Bye. I have...
over with now.
Hey, Rhonda, it's Karen. Give me a call when you get a chance. Bye. Hey, Rhonda, are you home? It's Karen. Pick the phone up. I guess I'll talk to you later. Yes, you're busy. Bye.
Debbie, it's Liz. Debbie, it's Liz.
Debbie, this is Susan Williams. You're coming to clean my house tomorrow to get ready to paint it. I'd like you to call me this evening, please. Thanks.
This is a test. This is only a...
Good morning. My name is Lanitra Ford, and I was calling because I'd like to get an estimate done on some paint work. Thank you.
Debbie, this is May Leone. You can give me a call and leave me a message. I'd like to have you come out and do the work on my house, and wanted to set that up, especially to have you clean it real soon. And anyway, just give me a call so we can start to work it out. Thanks.
Hi, Deb. It's Beth. Just wondering if you're making it down tomorrow or Monday. We're going to come down the day after Christmas. So why don't you give me a call and let me know, okay? Bye.
Hi, Rhonda. This is Mitzi from the rugby team. I'm just calling to remind you about the party tomorrow at Joanna's. If you need directions, her phone number is 378-7840. And you are supposed to bring a broccoli casserole. Yummy, yummy. So, I'm sorry, I'm in a weird mood. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Today, I didn't go to work. Give me a call when you get in. Bye-bye. Hi, Debbie. It's Pamela again. Sorry to bother you. I was just wondering if you were upset with me, if that's why you hadn't returned my call. Won't call back until you give me a call. Bye. Hi, Debbie. It's Pamela. I just want to let you know that I was going to come by about 7:30. I'll just come by if you're not there. I'll leave. If you're there, I'll visit with you for a while.
Hey, Deb, this is Marsh. It's Thursday. I'm just trying to get back to you, see what's up. I've got school till about 9 tonight, so if you can leave, call the house and leave me a message to see what we're doing either Friday or Saturday. Thanks a lot. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Hey, Debbie, this is Cynthia Kadrick. I was just wanting to say hi, if you get a chance.
Hey, Deb, this is Marsha.
I forgot about Mitzi from the rugby team calling in, too. And so ends our extended visit with the life of Debbie. And we wish her well. Hopefully her and Pamela have resolved all of that. But you know, when things are going wrong in your life, emotional problems, physical ailments, sometimes there's this urge, there's this desire that can well up inside of you, where you just wish you could go back to the womb. Back inside mommy, where it's dark and wet and quiet. Well, I don't have any recordings of that. And if I did, it probably wouldn't be that interesting. But this next selection is close. At least it has like an English language interface that we can deal with for a few minutes. This is from a tape found by Brian Bellott, found right in Brooklyn somewhere. And it's Baby David's tape. A 30-minute tape, 15 minutes on each side, with the label rubbed off. Looks to be maybe 30 years old. One side was red and one was white, too. Just a little detail for you. But Baby David was very, very young at this time. And Mommy was making this cassette recording for purposes unknown. But what we're about to hear is a little bit like the womb. It's Baby David in the bathtub. Lots of splashy sounds. And Mommy's soothing voice nearby. And somehow, it seems easy when you hear this to identify with Baby David and his joy of being wet and naked near Mommy. And Mommy just sounds so big here. It's like when you hear Mommy in her heels on that bathroom tile approaching the tub. I don't know. It just feels like home.
This is David in his bath.
Da-da-da. Washing yourself? That's nice. No soap in your mouth. No soap in your mouth. Play with the fish. Go on. Play with the fish. What you recorded, okay?
Mommy!
Yes, honey.
Don't fake it, baby. I'm an alligator. I'm a mama papa coming for you. I was a space invader. I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you. So keep your mouth shut. You're walking like a pink monkey bat. I'm busting up my brain for the world. Freak out in a moonage daydream, oh yeah. Don't fake it, baby. Lay the real thing on me. The Church of Man Love is such a holy place to be. Don't fake it, baby. Make me know you really care. Make me jump into the air. Keep your electric eye on me, babe. Put your ray gun to my head. Press your space close to my love. Freak out in a moonish daydream, oh yeah. Don't fake it, baby. Make me know you really care. Make me jump into. Make me jump into the air. Keep your electric eye on me, babe. Put your radio to my. Freak out in a moonage daydream, oh yeah. Don't fake it, baby. Make me know you really care. Make me jump into the air. Keep your electric eye.
Keep your electric eye on me, babe.
Ziggy Bathtub in his most splashy performance, I believe. Moon Age Daydream, the song. You are tuned to the Audio Kitchen, what's left of it here on WFMU. The professor here with you. I'm right here. Look it, I'm with you. And we also heard from little baby David. I almost peed my pants listening to that. I don't know what was causing that. Oh, speaking of that, I'd love you to contribute to the program. Send in your audio. The address is The Audio Kitchen, care of WFMU, P.O. Box 2011. That's in Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. Also want to remind you that Idio Audio is an interesting program. It comes right after the show on shortwave, if you happen to be a shortwave kind of person. It's at, 7.415, 41-meter band. Comes on in about 10 minutes. And occasionally he replays Audio Kitchen episodes. He'll be doing that, I think, in a week or two. Swell fellas. Those Idio Audio folks. Speaking of swell.
See the USA.
Oh, it's really something to see. A pretty drive here, isn't it? Hey, there's some rocks over there. These are funny looking rocks, aren't they? This is a nice highway though. Double lane. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, isn't that something? Look at those. Oh. Oh, isn't that a beauty? What a relief, isn't it, to know that we've got a motel to go to? It is really quite a relief.
And what a relief it is to know it's time for another episode of Wall to Wall America. Coming here right at the end of the program. Right now, Jim and Arlene Walls are having a pure vacation experience. They're not really going anywhere. In fact, today we will hear that they are pretty much going in a loop. They are in a large loop going along the Tropical Trail in the Corpus Christi area. They've gotten themselves a nice motel with the word sea in the name. I can't remember. Sea view, sea breeze. See something, but it's oceanic, this motel. Sure, it has swell carpets and rugs and all that. But they are sightseeing. It's exactly what they are doing. And in fact, he is seeing the sights and describing them all for the listeners of the Audio Kitchen. He loves to watch people communing with nature, specifically communing with water. And there's a lot of that here. He takes the time to describe every human being during a certain stretch of a highway here, and even guessing why they might be doing what they're doing. And you got to wonder, what did he do with these tapes? Did he sit and listen to them with headphones with his eyes closed, reliving the trip? Did he force his friends to, like, listen to them when they would come over? Or did he just keep them in the closet and sort of rub on the shiny plastic cassette surface and get that vacation energy back out of them? Don't know. But luckily, the sound is here to guide us and comfort us in Texas, 1974.
Now, let's start over again. It's 9:30 a.m. Saturday. We just left the Gulf Station in Corpus Christi, and we're heading out here on number 358 on the Padre Island Drive. A tropical trail to, I don't know, it's a tropical trail, they call it. And it's a nice morning, a little cloudy, but I don't think there's supposed to be any rain. And we're going to spend the day here making a big loop, Padre Island and up to Aransas Pass, and then across
on a...
75 miles? Yeah. Well, yeah, but we stop in between. Okay. You said when we hit Aransas Pass there, at one town, there are a lot of canals dug across, but they let you know how many miles you can get the beach again. And that's up the other way. Cast a little bridge here. Some water. Just went across the Cayo del Oso. 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 Coming to Flower Bluff at 9:35. You see so many of these oleander bushes around, different colors, pink, white, and whatever. We're going across the causeway here. A body of water. It's a John F. Kennedy causeway. And then next will be Padre Island. Out here to the right are some fishermen standing in the water fishing, and a dredge out there. It must be awfully shallow water around here. It looks like a few oil wells out there, too. To the left are a couple little bitty fishing boats and more, a couple oil wells and a little islands, flat of little pieces of land, and so forth. Now, here's a little marina or bait house with boats and a little outfit there where you can sit and fish, and there's a blue heron standing there in the water. And we're going on a big curve on the causeway. We're heading straight again. Up ahead there's a big arched metal bridge that we go across onto Padre Island, I suppose. There's a man sleeping in his car. He's tired fishing, I guess. There's a guy that's got a chair sitting on the shore with his... He's waiting off, though, and he's fishing. And there's another guy sitting on the back of his camper on a tailgate eating. There's a man that looks like he's got a winter jacket on standing out in the water there fishing. But it's not that cold. Not too deep. They're standing. Look away out there. My gosh, they're standing there in the water. Out there. It must be a regular point. Right next to a boat. Two guys standing in the water up their knees and a boat right beside them. That's funny. And that way it points to the Intracoastal Canal. And now we're going up the bridge here. As we get across a bridge, I think there's supposed to be a park on the left up here. Or, yeah, a little park there on Padre Island. And so here we go down. Let's see now what I can see. Oh, yeah, way off the distance, I think there's a park. Oh, all these apartment buildings going up on the water. My goodness, there's a whole bunch of them. See, they're kind of different, though, the way they build them. All different size roofs on them. But they're all of the same condominiums. Puente Vista is the name of the condominiums, yeah. Look at those private homes along here. Wow, are they something? Wow. Waterway, a lagoon right in your backyard, or a canal, I guess. They float their... Here's Padre Island right now at 9:45. this is on real estate property around. Oh my God, some of those homes are pretty nice. Wow, 300 by 300 foot lots here. If you lived in Padre Allen, you'd be home now, because we're here. Here's a Puerto del Padre. Welcome for sale. Condominiums, rent day, week, or month. Way over to the left, there's some big high rises. There must be apartment buildings. Port Aransas to the left, eh? 18 miles. Padre Allen Strait, National Seashore up ahead.
What does it say on there?
You can go how far? 40 miles in Padre Allen? I don't know. Anyway, we're headed on it right now, and down this way. And here we go. Is that a big flock of geese off there in the distance? Jim, flying away there? Unless it's a jet airplane, but it sure looks like something. Way over to the right, there's a lot of road equipment and so forth. I don't know what they're doing way over there. This is all flat land here, flat sandy land, this island. Here they have bikinis on sale, 40% off.
And we leave you with this thought.
Bikinis. One thing you know about Jim Walz, the guy is never going to swear. Probably swore like once in his life or twice when it really mattered and nobody was listening. Even when he says something about, uses the word asshole, which he spells A-S-O, a Spanish word with a Midwestern pronunciation. Okay, Audio Kitchen signing off. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, those stations, that's the two of them. And lots of fun for the whole family at WFMU.org. I'll see you next week. Meredith is up next with Trash and Twang and Thunder. See you.
Goodbye.